You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On the Texas Rangers. I'm Bryce Paddock with the Dallas Morning News, here today to talk about the most fun thing in all of sports, injuries. The Rangers have had a lot of injuries the past couple weeks that are going to affect their opening day roster. Obviously, you're very shaken. I no longer have a beard. Both of my parents have been vaccinated now. We just got the news today that all young adults will be able to register or eligible for the vaccine starting March 29th. So, you know, it felt like as good a time as any to kind of shave the quarantine beard. But more fun than talking about injuries, but we got to do it. Got to know about what's going on. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our locker rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk about sports. Now, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of fun stuff with Locker Room. I still don't really know exactly how to use it. I am working on it. I'll be on there. Hopefully, be doing a once-a-week show on there. There will also be just regular podcasts as well. But we're partnering with them. Some very exciting things going on with them so far. But what's less fun? Let's talk about the first injury I probably should have talked about a few weeks ago, but I didn't know the severity of it. Wasn't quite sure how it's going to affect the roster and all the roster decisions going into this team. But we know that Willie Calhoun, again, cannot catch a break. He will likely start the season on the IL with groin tightness. It first popped up a few weeks ago, and it's kind of similar to the injuries that he struggled with the past couple of years. Now, Willie wasn't doing super hot in spring training. I don't think that was necessarily anything to do with this, but that's just kind of where he was. And it's not like anybody else that was gunning for that left field / DH spot was doing super duper well. I mean, David Dahl, we already knew, was basically going to be the left fielder, but that was kind of it. There was still the DH spot to be had by somebody. And honestly, it was kind of looking like Nomar Mazara. Gosh, Ronald Guzman did the exact same thing as last week. Ronald Guzman was most likely to be the DH because of how well he'd been doing offensively. But looks like he's still going to make a roster spot. I'm still guessing that he will. And Chris Davis, there was some significant questions about whether he would be able to make the roster because he was doing so terrible in spring training, which, to be fair, that's kind of what he always does. But now he's kind of turned around a little bit. Instead of hitting around 100, he's hitting 194, on base of 286, slugging 400, OPS of around 705, actually exactly at 705. Nate Lowe has also started to come on as well. His OPS is back over 700, I guess just over 700 in the first place because it wasn't there to begin with. Chris Davis has a couple of home runs, a double, and three walks to 11 strikeouts now. The walks have been getting much better, and he's looked much better of late. It's looking like the Rangers' patience in his bat might be rewarded, and instead of having to eat the 16.7, I think, million dollars that he is owed, they can just have him on the roster. The Rangers have raved about how much they absolutely love his presence on this team. They love a veteran presence because they kind of need it, because now Elvis is gone, who was the veteran leader before this. Now the longest tenured Ranger is Rugi, and that's not necessarily going to fly. There's not a whole lot of old guys in this roster. There just aren't. The oldest one in camp is Drew Butera, but he's probably not going to make the team. Most of their players are going to be under 30. If Brock Holt makes the roster, then he will be one of the ones over 30. Charlie Culberson, I think only one of those guys is going to make it. And if Chris Davis didn't make it, that would basically be one position player who's going to be over 30. Everybody else, right around 25 to 27. Willie's 26. Joey's 27. Leody's 22. David Dahl is 27. All these guys right around mid-20s. So having a guy who is 33, who has been around the league for quite a while, and when he's hot, he is incredibly dangerous. So maybe that'll end up working out for the Rangers. It's looking like it's just going to do well for the Rangers to have him in there. They're not going to have to swallow that money, which is a big deal. But it doesn't really matter because this roster payroll is not going to be very high this year. But it's fine. That's kind of where we are. It's kind of nice that something happened. They made a decision. I feel like having those three guys in David Dahl, Willie Calhoun, and Chris Davis all competing for one roster spot was kind of an injury backup for one of them. Because, I mean, Chris Davis is a little older. Willie Calhoun has had some injury history in his past, not nearly as much as David Dahl. And I'm kind of surprised that David Dahl wasn't the one who had an injury that makes him out to start the season. But that's where we are. Life isn't fair, and it's definitely not fair for Willie Calhoun, who I feel like once he gets up here, once he can get healthy, and you know, I've been saying that for years, he's got a good bat, and he has looked much better at the plate. I mean, it's hard to look worse than last year, but he's got so much potential, just absolutely mash the crap out of baseballs. And these injuries are just really, really hampering his career. And it's only really mattered to the Rangers win loss record, but like he was one of the big bright spots that I want to see get going. Him and Nick Solak and Joey Gallo, those are the three that I want to see absolutely mash the lights out. Those are the ones that I'm hoping. Also, Ronald Guzman, if that happens, that'd be nice. Nate Lowe as well. I need him to absolutely destroy baseballs. But that's kind of where we are. Oh, and just while we're talking about people who need to mash, Nick Solak has been doing very well in spring training. I haven't really talked about it at all. He's hitting .324. Not that many walks, but slugging over .650, OPS over 1,000. He's got four home runs. He's catching up to Joey Gallo in the home run spring training race. Joey still is sitting at 5. Hasn't played nearly as much lately. 13 games, 35 plate appearances. But, you know, his OPS is still over 1,300 at 1,360 right now. So things are going just fine for him as well. Also, Eli White has still looked really, really good in spring training so far. I really want him to make a roster spot. He is 27. It's kind of wild to think that he and David Dahl and Joey Gallo are all the same age. It just doesn't really make sense. Oh, and also Rougned Odor. Somehow all of them are 27. But that's the way baseball go. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to look at some of the bullpen injuries that just happened this week, including one incredibly devastating one that is just quite upsetting. But right after this word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. They are a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com and shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got literally everything you need, and their catalog is super easy and remarkably easy to use. And also unique as well. You can quickly see all the parts available for your car and choose from the brand specifications and prices that you prefer. Best of all, those prices at rockauto.com, they're always super low for professionals or do-it-yourselfers. And they're the same for both of them. Why would you spend twice as much on the same parts? You wouldn't. You would go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck and write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. At rockauto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Alrighty, we got another injury to the bullpen, as if the Jonathan Hernandez injury wasn't enough. I mean, it was, but it doesn't matter. Injuries don't care if you're a good team or a bad team. They strike at everyone pretty much equally, but you know, it feels like sometimes they're not equal because the Rangers are really getting the short stick of it the last few years, and I'm kind of sick of it. Jose Leclerc will miss significant time with elbow soreness. Yeah, he's going to be on the shelf for quite a while. It's looking like, I'm guessing, at least a couple months, but he's going to be... he's going to miss significant time, which is the quote that has been used. They'll wait until he confers with orthopedist Dr. Keith Meister, who has worked on quite a bit of major players. But the back of their bullpen is now gone. Both of the two dominant relievers, Jonathan Hernandez and Leclerc, are out. One was going to pitch the eighth. One was going to pitch the seventh. Jonathan Hernandez, by the way, is out. Both of them are out for the foreseeable future. Hernandez had a sprained UCL, but it's gonna be a wild ride. The entire bullpen prediction that I did is just gone. It's all absolutely wrecked. So is basically everything. Every season preview, like 2 weeks later, is just, you know what? So sorry, Charlie. Bye bye. It sucks. Don't bet on anything. So my bullpen was supposed to look like this with Jose Leclerc and Jonathan Hernandez, but now we've got who's left? Joely Rodriguez, Brett Martin, Joe Palumbo, Brett DeGuss, Josh Sabores. And Jordan Lyles looks like he's gunning for a rotation spot. Apparently, he has looked good enough in spring training. I like Jordan Lyles, but he had the absolute season from heck last year. It was absolutely terrible. I don't think he should be one of the ones that they are considering for one of their 17 starter spots that they now have because they have no actual starters, except for Dane Dunning. Dane Dunning, you're great. Keep doing what you're doing. But everybody else, questionable at best. This is going to be really rough for them. I think Matt Bush might actually have a good chance to make the roster now. It's just going to be a weird-looking bullpen. I think Brett Martin is going to be a lock now. Joely Rodriguez might be a closer. Brett DeGuss might be as well. Josh Spores. Literally any of these guys, Joe Palumbo could close for a year. Why not? He's got absolutely nasty stuff. And pitching him out of the bullpen is going to be an interesting thing to see for this season. But I don't know. This is going to be now a rough bullpen. The one thing that I thought was going to be really great about this bullpen, there's going to be a bunch of people competing for spots. It was going to be exciting and fun. Now I got to see what Matt Bush has left, which it looks like he's still got some stuff left. He might have made the opening day bullpen anyway, but not necessarily your top choice for what you wanted for this team. Now, not only is the starting rotation going to be out of whack, which we knew they were going to be bad. That's fine. We settled in for it. We knew that the offense is probably going to be mostly whack. If not, then that would be a pleasant surprise, and it would mean that some things went right with the young hitters. But now the one thing we thought was going to be good about this team, some bullpen pieces that they might be able to ship off at the deadline, that's probably not happening. Maybe a couple of them pop off and things look good for the future, but it's just losing your two best bullpen arms is rough, right on top of losing Willie Calhoun. And it's not like they're just going to be out for like a couple weeks. I mean, Willie Calhoun might be back by mid-April or whatever. I'm not exactly sure. But these two guys, they're going to miss months, plural months, which is really rough for Jose Leclerc. I mean, he had basically one really great season, one not so great season, and then has missed a good chunk, if not most of the last two seasons, which is not super great. Jonathan Hernandez had an absolute stellar breakout year last year, and him having the UCL sprain is really, really rough for him to be able to build some momentum on that and, you know, keep going and keep establishing himself as a very, very good reliever, which we all know he is. I mean, guys like who have that nasty stuff, who can pitch for multiple innings when you need them to, and are able to pitch as often as he did and still be consistent and stellar when you do, that you don't find that very often. And I'm more bummed about the Jonathan Hernandez injury than I am Jose Leclerc. I'm still bummed about both of them because it means this team's going to lose a lot of games, but also this team's going to lose a lot of games. They might get the number one pick next year. I think they might be worse than the Pirates this year. I don't know. But having a bad pitching rotation and a bad bullpen, which I don't know if this bullpen's necessarily going to be bad. I think they might still be okay, but it's not going to be very good like they were for stretches last year. At least a couple of pieces were last year. But that's where we are. We also have one more injury that happened this week. We're going to take a quick break. Just let you compose yourselves before I hit you with another one. This one is not to a major leaguer, but it's still going to hurt your heart like it hurt mine. So we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to look at this last injury and what the heck we do in the wake of all this nonsense right after this. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time, updated odds, and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use that promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Today's episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the most amazing tasting protein bar for a while now. It's amazing, low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, fantastic tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all the bars. Now it's time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. We got a just heavyweight matchup here with lemon almond cheesecake and coconut brownie chunk. Lemon almond cheesecake is elite. You know, I'm not a huge coconut guy, but the coconut plus brownie is just opens up a whole new world of possibilities. Lemon almond cheesecake is elite, though. Not a huge nut in dessert guy, but lemon almond cheesecake is just absolutely delicious. It is elite. It is going far in this bracket. Unlike my beloved Texas Tech, who is now knocked out. Hats off to you, Arkansas. Quite rude of you, but at least my beloved Bama is still in the Sweet 16 and still dancing. But we're here to talk about Built Bar, not about Alabama basketball, as much as I love to talk about that. So go to BuiltBar.com or at Built_Bar on Twitter. Remember to use the promo code LOCKEDON15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKEDON15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back in to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. So, the final injury that I'm here to tell you about, at least for this episode, there might be an injury that's happening right now as I'm speaking, because what the heck, why not? It's just my luck. Speaking of Texas Tech, Josh Young is gonna be out for a while. He suffered a stress fracture in his left foot. He will have surgery, and he will likely be out for 6 to 8 weeks. It's not great. It's not great at all, but it's not absolutely catastrophic, because the minor league season is going to be delayed for a month. So it's still not great, but it did happen to where we've got, this happened on Saturday, by the way. So we've got some time for him to heal, and he'll be probably starting in AAA, two to four weeks into the season, which isn't ideal, but it's better than nothing. It's better than him missing this time if he was major league ready, which he wasn't quite there. But I'm not willing to totally concede that point, because I did predict he was going to make the opening day roster. This completely absolves me of that prediction, and we will never have known if he was going to make the major league roster or not. But that's okay. This is what John Daniels had to say about the injury, and if he was going to play in the major league this year. Josh Young, that is, not John Daniels. He's probably not going to play in the major leagues this year. But that here's what he said. That opportunity, as far as Josh is concerned, I don't think has moved back a whole lot. Once he goes out and gets rolling and is productive, if he's knocking the door down and performing at a level we feel like he's ready for the next challenge, we'll respond. This is one thing that I really congratulate John Daniels and the Rangers organization in general on. They don't get a lot of good PR, they haven't lately, and rightfully so. But one thing that I can say about this team is they don't hold guys back when they are ready to get up to the major league level. If Josh Young is actually doing that, this is like what all the GMs say. This is the very obvious GM playbook to be like, oh, well, if he's ready, and then even though a guy could be hitting like 400 for an entire AAA season and absolutely mashing all across the board, doing everything you could have expected him and more, they could be like, oh, no, he's actually not ready. Like that's what happened with Flatty and also with Chris Bryant and numerous prospects. You don't have to be hitting 400 to know that you're ready for the big leagues. There are other signs. And to the Rangers' credit, they have never done that that I've seen, at least in the last like decade or so that I've been paying close attention. When guys are ready, they bring them up. Doesn't matter if you could wait one day, which they did with Mazzara. They didn't wait one day. If they had waited one more day, they would have had another year of control of Nomar Mazzara. But Nomar was ready at exactly that time, so they brought him up at exactly that time. And I think they have proven their track record. They deserve commendation and respect for this, because it is so uncommon around baseball. I honestly can't think of many teams that have a good reputation about doing this with their prospects. But the Rangers are definitely one of them. So props to you, John Daniels and company, on doing that. So I definitely think that he's going to be, Josh Young that is going to be in the major leagues by the end of the year, because he is a darn talented player. And yeah, missing a little bit of time might push him back a few weeks, but I don't think he was going to start. It didn't look like he was going to start the season on the major league roster. Also, he needs at bats, and Rugi was doing just fine enough in spring like he always does to make us think everything's different. Maybe it is. I don't know. He looks like a decent third baseman, and there's not a whole lot of competition for him to go up against. I think Josh Young could have done fine, but I also know that there's definitely value in that extra minor league seasoning, like we've seen in some other cases, like specifically in Rougned Odor. So that is the slew of injuries that have been happening to the Rangers. Thankfully, there has been no Joey Gallo injury. If that happened, I don't know. I don't think I could watch baseball for quite a bit. But just need to give me a healthy Joey. Give me a healthy Nick Solak. Give me some hope for this team, which they have. The Condors' amazing spring has honestly given me like a whole lot of hope. I really believe in this kid, and I think that he is a major leaguer, a major league regular, major league starter. I don't know what the heck that means for Nate Lowe, other than I still hate the Nate Lowe trade, and I will probably almost always hate it because it didn't really make a lot of sense. But if Nate Lowe starts blowing the doors off and hitting absolutely bonkers, and Ronald Guzman also keeps hitting at a bonkers level, then that's two bonkers good hitters, and that's two more than the Rangers had all of last season. So that's where we are with the injuries. The Josh Young one feels like the least upsetting of all of them, even though it's still very upsetting because I love Josh Young, watched him ever since he was a freshman in college, and so seeing him as a future Rangers third baseman of the future is very exciting, and I want that to happen as soon as possible, but as soon as he's ready. So all of y'all who are hurt, if you're listening to this for some reason, I don't believe you are. Maybe Josh Young is. I don't know. But get well soon. Take care of yourselves. And all the rest of the Rangers, please, just no more injuries. Please. Please, Lord, no more injuries. That's all I want. Just everyone stay healthy for the last 8-ish days of spring training. Get ready for the season. Be healthy. Don't make this season any more sad than it's already most definitely going to be. And we will get through it all together. So almost here, almost time for baseball to start back up. Just got a last few spring training games to go on. Also, just one quick note. The Rangers, Fox Sports Southwest, will be changing its name, I think, in about a week-ish. They will be called, no longer called Fox Sports Southwest. They will be called Bally Sports Southwest, which is really funny because they haven't been owned by Fox in, I think, 2 years. So it's taken this long for them to change their name. I don't know what Bally is. I don't know what that's relating to. I mean, I've worked for Fox for years and years and years. Obviously, they didn't consult me on the branding. I would have called it Bryce Sports Southwest, but, you know, that's just so that I could get a chunk of the change. But this is what's going to happen. The Rangers will have basically the same broadcast crew. Tom Grieve will be on there. David Murphy will have some games as well. But yeah, it's mainly going to be Dave and CJ, and Emily Jones will be there as well. John Rattigan, Dana Larson, Sarah Merrifield will all be there, as well as Mark McLemore, Mike Bazick, Steve Buschel will all be pre- and post-game analysts. And I don't know that we're going to get much Pudge this year. I have not seen him on there anywhere, but I don't know that we saw him at all last year. Pudge's days in TV might be done, which is a shame because he was so much fun to see on the broadcast. He always brought a specific insight, but Rangers pre- and post-game show is full of absolute stunners, so very glad that they get to keep all of them on. But yeah, very excited for some tag games, but that's where we are. That's where we stand about 8 days from opening day. But get ready. Get absolutely ready because it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, it won't be as much fun as winning baseball, but losing baseball is still baseball. So until next time, don't forget to enjoy baseball.